today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. Please accept our condolences on this said occasion. Today, Friday, is the 25th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On behalf of my colleagues, I offer my condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, kay gharib madar. As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk. Hey, غريب مولا السلام.
The Ja'fari Jurisprudence. Dear brothers and sisters, because today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, it's nice to mention an important note. It's about the Ja'fari Jurisprudence. The Ja'fari school of thought was headed by Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq. Although the fiqh, that means Islamic jurisprudence, was developed by the Prophet Muhammad and his successors, I mean the Imams, the fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, as taught by Shia, did not have the opportunity to be presented to the masses of the people because of the political predicaments that Ahlul Bayt suffered under the rulers for many centuries. The Imams refused to acknowledge the legitimacy of the Umayyad and Abbasid caliphs and their governments, and thus they and their followers were exposed to tremendous harassment and persecution at the hands of the unjust caliphs. Once the Umayyad government became weak, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq found a golden opportunity to formulate and spread the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad and his family. At one time, 4,000 scholars, commentators of the Quran, historians, and philosophers attended his classes in the holy city of Medina. Therefore, he was able to pass down the authentic teachings of the noble Quran and the Prophet Muhammad and crystallize them in what came to be known as Al-Fiqh Al-Ja'fari, the Ja'fari jurisprudence. On the said occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, we express our condolences to all our Shia Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Elsewhere, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated Shi'atana Ahl al-Huda wa Ahl al-Tuqa wa Ahl al-Khayr wa Ahl al-Iman wa Ahl al-Fath wa al-Dafar. Our Shi'is are people who are people of directions, guidance, and piety, and there are people of doing good, and there are people of faith, and people of reaching triumph and victory. I mean, it indicates that those people in the Shi'i community who are really who follow the footsteps of the Ahlul Bayt, and they follow not in words but in deeds the guidance of the infallible Imams, and they are really people of piety and do good to everybody, certainly they find triumph and they rise over the problems. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam indicated that كُنُوا لَنَا زَيْنًا وَلَا تَكُونُوا عَلَيْنَا شَيْنًا. Be those people who are ornaments and not anything which would decrease our value in community. There are other indications in the in such hadiths, in such definitions. Thank you very much.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
In this part, we learn about the characteristics of a true Shia. Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "Test our Shia during the times of the five daily prayers, Salat. How do they protect it, the Salah? And also test our Shia in relation to our Ahlul Bayt secrets. How do they protect them in relation to our enemies? And also test our Shia in relation to their money and wealth. How do they spend it among their fellow brothers? When the Shia have some work or job to perform and the time for Salah has also arrived, do they give precedence to their work or to the Salah? There are some people who think that Salah is only to be done when there is nothing else to do, but on tradition tell us that Salah or prayer in its appointed initial time earns the pleasure of Allah, and Salah in its last time earns the mercy of Allah. So the first one that earns the pleasure of Allah is initial time. Choose that one. In relation to the importance of Salah, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib in his famous letter of recommendations to Malik al-Ashtar has stated, make the best of the times that you reserve during the day for Salah and see how all of you, you and your subjects, protect and safeguard this time. On the occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, we offer our condolences to you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. In this part, we have a life lesson, measure of deliberation. Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, improving the situation of life and association is possible through using a measure, two-thirds of which is vigilance and one-third of which is negligence. No work project can be started without proper study, planning, and vigilance. And yet a project cannot be completed in a timely manner without some bold decisions based on intuition, experience, or outright risk-taking. In other words, if we dive into endeavors without careful investigation, feasibly studies and work plans, we will not succeed. However, this should not mean that we get bogged down for months and years in trying to tip up all loose ends and going into unnecessary details to cover all possible uncertainties. In most cases, time is of essence for a successful outcome.
بانی روزه ها شیخ الائم بانی روزه ها
الامام الصادق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. The 25th day of Shawwal in the year 148 coincides with his martyrdom, salam الله عليه, at the age of approximately 65 years old, give or take. The Imam Salamullahi Alayh is well known because he witnessed the downfall of the Umayyad dynasty and the rise of the Abbasid dynasty. This political unrest provided him with the opportunity to publicly teach about Islam, but the Islam of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alayhi. The Islam that Allah brought down to humanity, not the Islam of Bani Umayyah. He started to produce individuals who were very well versed and very knowledgeable in religion. He raised a group of individuals, scholars. A man from Sham comes to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He comes to him and he says, I hear you have answers to all kinds of sciences. He says, so what would you like? He says, I want to challenge you. Discuss. About what? Quran. Imam says, okay, have a seat. He turns to one of his companions or students, Humran ibn Ayun. He says, Humran, go ahead, challenge him. The man from Sham says, I don't want to challenge Humran, I want to challenge you. He says, challenge him. If you can defeat him, it's as if you've defeated me. Go ahead. He argues with Humran. He loses the argument. Humran wins. He comes back to Imam al-Sadiq. I want to challenge you again. About what? This time about Arabic language. No problem. Abban ibn Taghlub. Get up. It's your turn. Challenge him. The man loses the argument. Comes back again. I want to challenge you about something and so on and so forth. Up to six things. Every time. The Imam calls one of his students and the man loses until the man turns to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, this Shami. He says, it is as if you are trying to tell me that such people are your Shia. He says, yes indeed, those are my Shia. The ilm they have, the knowledge they have. It is such people that carried the knowledge to us today. The knowledge that sometimes we take for granted. Such people. Who today I mentioned one of them, Muhammad ibn Abi Umayr. Ibn Abi Umayr spent 17 years in the prison of Harun. 17 years. Being tortured, being beaten. His wealth was taken away from him. He was a wealthy man, businessman of fabrics. He comes back after 17 years living in the dungeon, in darkness, blind. All his wealth is gone. All his books were destroyed. But does he stop? No, he's still now. He says, whatever I remember from my masters, As-Sadiq wal-Kadhim alayhim as-salam, I will tell you. And people start to write his ahadith. That's how the knowledge was carried to us. Through such people. Such were the Shia. In addition to the Imam, salamullahi alayhi, teaching fiqh to his companions. Making sure they understand religion so well.
Ya Abu Abdullah, Ya Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Ayyuha al-Sadiq, Ya ibn Rasulullah, Ya Hujjat Allah ala khalqi, Ya Sayyidana.
Okay, that was all of today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Dear listeners, please keep us in your prayers. Fi amanillah.
اشفع لنا